Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. Just how does one transform $260 million into something pretty much worthless? Just ask director Michael Bay, who spent all that dough on the latest Hasbro Toys come-to-life extravaganza, Transformers: The Last Night. It's not that you can't see where the money was spent. After all, the movie provides 2 hours and 48 minutes of special effects overkill that undoubtedly employed a lot of computer animators. But the end result is a mind-numbing mix of robot battles, insipid dialogue, and borderline racist and misogynistic hokum that feels totally out of step with the times. Mark Wahlberg is back as inventor Cade Yeager, who, as it turns out, is the chosen one in an epic battle between Earth's protectors and the Transformers' home pseudoplanet. By the time the final conflict comes around, you might be wishing for both to blow up. The movie's only saving grace is a slumming Sir Anthony Hopkins, who mostly manages to retain his dignity as he collects his check. The fifth Transformers installment isn't the worst movie ever made, but it may be the biggest waste of money. Also opening this week, we have Ripped, a stoner sci-fi comedy starring Faison Love about two friends who smoke some super-secret CIA weed in the 1980s and wake up in the present day. My Entire High School is Sinking into the Sea is an animated satire featuring voice work from Jason Schwartzman, Lena Dunham, Maya Rudolph, and Susan Sarandon. Beatrice at Dinner is a comic drama set at a dinner party given by an immigrant healthcare worker where she clashes with a billionaire, Salma Hayek and John Lithgow star. The Exception is also known as The Kaiser's Last Kiss, and it's a World War II thriller about a German soldier investigating exiled Kaiser Wilhelm in the Netherlands. Christopher Plummer stars. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM. Freeze Frame!